Good morning, Dorothea. This is Michael. Sister, I just now finished up some prayer and Bible study time and realized I never got back to you on your comment you made through Dropbox. Please forgive me. Please forgive me on that. But I am touched by your sincere heart and your very sincere question. So, you're in this place where you're really, really wanting to do the right thing by God, and you're really wanting to give Him your everything. And I tell you, that is so honorable, and that's the best place to be. But you're also in that place or season that I think a lot of us go through when we're desiring to build a great relationship with God. We go have a tendency to go from one extreme to the other. So, for example, with me, I really pursued money because all my trust was in money. And then what happened was, when God opened my eyes, I went to the other extreme and I started to hate money. And I felt, wow, anybody that has money can't go to heaven. And then, of course, I moved back over into the safe zone, which is where money itself is not evil. It's the love of it and the trust of it that becomes evil. And sister, this same principle, forgive me, the recycling guys out front, I know it's probably hard to hear. The same thing can happen when we're thinking about doing secular work. Rest in the fact that the Holy Spirit through Paul says that if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. Rest in the fact that Paul said to the Thessalonians, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, mind your own business, and to work with your hands. Rest in the fact that Paul said, you should work. Him who is stealing should steal no more. He should work so that he can provide for himself and have, in times of need for others, something to give to them as well. There's nothing wrong with doing secular work. There's nothing wrong unless, okay, here's the unless. Unless God tells you differently. The way to be right with God in every part of our life is to be in submission to Him. Okay, so for some people, their legalistic view on marriage and divorce is any and all divorce God hates, any and all divorce is against God, any and all divorce makes you a lawbreaker. But what happens when God tells you, let go of this? And because God knows what these other people don't know, you submit to it. Even though you can find a scripture in the Bible that says God hates divorce, you can also find a lot of other scriptures that show God hates unequally yoked marriages. I'm using this as an example. This happened with me. So what I did as it relates to my marriage situation, even though my ex left me, I didn't fight for it. I trusted God and I let go. And it turns out God's will for me as I submitted to Him has been proven true by the result, right? So the actions have proven right. Sticking with point. It's a matter of submitting your will. See, even good and lawful things like being a doctor or being married. Let's say there's nothing unlawful about being married as an example. Okay. But if God has a different plan for your life that doesn't involve marriage and you decide, well, there's nothing evil about getting married. I still want to get married. And it says in the Bible, and you find a scripture quote, you actually now have done wrong. You see? Because you're not doing what you're doing in submission to God. So it's that same way. You really have to seek Father's will. It's about allowing Him to be on the throne of your life and realizing that you have been bought at a price. You're no longer your own. And so, as Tozer says, you have to give God the key to every room in your heart and the key to your life. And you don't go in that room if He doesn't want you to. You don't go in this room. You don't do this. You don't go that. It's about learning how to submit fully to Him, whatever His will is. One person might say to you, oh, being a medical doctor, that's a secular profession. Wouldn't it be better for you to do something spiritual with your life? Supposing it's God's plan to turn you into a Zach Poonin's wife, Annie Poonin. I want to really encourage you to go to cfcindia.com. And I cannot encourage you enough to listen to his teachings, okay? Zach Poonin is a true man of God. Not even I agree with every single thing he says, but I would tell you 98% of everything this man teaches, I'm in agreement with, and he has tremendous wisdom. The two things I don't agree with him on is his stance on divorce. He's one of those who does not see, and he comes, it's from his culture, he does not see any way there could ever come good out of divorce. He doesn't make room for it because in their culture looks so down upon divorce. He doesn't make room for Ezra 10 that, you know, or 1 Corinthians 7:15 that if an unbelieving spouse leaves, there could be a really good reason. You know, perhaps you're married to somebody who's a child of the devil and God sees you want to come to the light. And so he separates you. He doesn't seem to make a lot of room for the fact that, you know, God can crush a marriage and bring life just like God crushed Jesus and brought life. That God's ways and thinking in this is maybe a little different than his. The other thing is he has a real hard time with anybody who comes into the ministry and receives support from others. And the reason is because in India, everybody wants a job working in a church so they can make money. You can make more money working for a ministry in India, working for an American or Western ministry, than you can working a secular job in India. So naturally, people who love money are drawn to this. So he has to be out of balance in these two things because of his culture. But sister, almost everything else this man preaches is a tremendous truth, word of God. I would really encourage you. You'll really, I think, love him. We call him Uncle Zachy. And, you know, we've joked about how we wish we could meet him so he could have a chance to see that. And he even admitted at one point he doesn't think he has all this light on the divorce thing necessarily because he's never gone through it. It's something he's speaking out of experience. But he makes really no room for somebody like me, you know, to be really even in ministry because I'm divorced. He'll make questions like, well, how do you know if the guy you're listening to has been divorced or many of these guys have been? And I want to say to him, Zach, what if you were married to a person who worships the devil and God saw that your salvation and your coming to fullness in Christ was far more important than you being yoked to a spirit of darkness and living and sleeping with a dead person? Can you see any possibility that God would make room for a divorce in that? Hello? You know, I want so bad to shake him, but again, I understand. I lived in that culture for 6 months last year with my wife, and so I understand, and the divorce thing is just marriage is a behemoth. In India, it's a cultural monster and they look down on all of us and they should look down on divorce, but not on those who get divorced. And as we can see in scripture, there is a very good reason that God separates people. And, see, this is the thing that where you have to get meaning and God's will by the Spirit for your particular life. Okay. So as it relates to this doctor thing and Zach Poonen, Annie Poonen, if you go to his website, cfcindia.com and look for the books section. They're all free PDFs you can download. Get the book by Annie Poonen called All That God Has Done For Me. She is a medical doctor. She's married to one of these, you know, godliest men I know of on the planet today, okay? She has never made money using her medical degree. Instead, she goes to these poor villages in India. I'm not 100% certain that she's still doing that. She may be more involved in the ministry now, but for a number of years, she gave and went to these villages, like you're talking about, Doctors Without Borders, and she would give free medical care and never made a dollar. And so how could somebody say, oh, you went and spent all these years becoming a medical doctor. What a waste. You could have done something spiritual. You can see for God's plan for her, God does use medical doctors. I mean, we know this. If I get in a car accident today and my, a compound fracture in my leg and I'm bleeding, I'm not going to sit there on the side of the road and say, don't touch me. Don't put me in that ambulance. I'm going to pray and believe my Lord to take care of me. No, that's a physical problem I have in my physical body, and there's physical help through doctors available to me. If it was a cancer thing, if it's something outside of doctors to be able to do, no matter what it is, you can be assured I'm going to be praying, oh God, get me to the right doctor. Lord, please give him the wisdom to see what's going on. I'm going to be trusting God. My whole trust is not going to be in the medical doctor, but God will use that medical doctor many times, you know, to help us. You get this as a medical doctor. So to me, it always comes down to where is your trust? Where is your ultimate trust? And you as a medical doctor, you know, you would be in a position as a godly woman to always trust God and that you are the instrument and God is the great surgeon. And you would yield. I mean, if I were you and it were me, just as I do with my ministry, okay? I'm a spiritual doctor. If you're a physical doctor working on the physical body, I could see myself as a spiritual doctor. I help people that have spiritual issues and I help them diagnose what's going on with them spiritually. And then I apply a certain prescription, you know, from God's word. And I have to, by God's spirit and by the studying of God's medical, spiritual medical book, the Bible, I have to know what the proper procedure is. I have to know, you know, what, where is the principle that deals with this? I have to be able to discern and properly diagnose with God's help what's going on in that person's spirit. Now, medically speaking, if I were a medical doctor and I fixed a person's body, but as you know, I didn't do anything to help them in their spirit, well, that doesn't do them any good in the end. They still end up dead. I'm not saying that as a medical doctor, I wouldn't fix some people that were never going to become spiritual or born again. Of course, that's clear. But where the spirit opened up, as the wind blows, so the spirit blows, right? Jesus talks about this in John 3. You see its effect, but you do not know where it's coming from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. And so we can trust, so it is with everyone God would use you to minister. Some people he would minister through the Spirit, through you to others, and some people he would not. Just like he doesn't use me to minister to every single person I come across. He doesn't. There's actually only just a few anymore. There's only just a few people on this earth, in this time we're living in, that care about the things of God. So, again, it's all about just yielding your life and your body and your mind and your heart to the Lord every single day, sister. And God will teach you how to do this. I mean, I'm learning even more. You know, as days go on, I'm learning how to yield more parts of my life to Him. And so I hope this helps you see that you can absolutely be a medical doctor and be blessed of the Lord and be right in the sweet spot of His will. The thing is, I don't know God's will for your life. You know, you might be excited about some of the things that I'm sharing with you, and yet it may not be God's will for you at all. You need to know what His will is, and He is very capable of making His will known. So I just really encourage you in this. If you cry out to the Lord, you got to know God has already spoken so clearly in His word. He can clearly direct you to Scripture. He can have it to where you're doing your Bible study and God lays upon your heart, it is not the healthy who need a sick, but the doctor. I mean, but the it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying. So He can guide you and direct you into His perfect plan for your life. Just trust Him. Father, I pray that You will make Your will clear to this sister, this precious daughter of Yours. Father, she wants to know Your will. She needs Your wisdom. And I know, Father, that she'll need to have faith to believe You for it. It'll be to her according to her faith. I pray, Father, that You stimulate her faith by Your grace, and help her to know that she can come to You, Abba, and trust fully in You and receive Your guidance, and that she just needs to be patient and just wait, and that she can continue to move forward doing what she's doing, that You're working inside of her, Philippians 2:13, so that You're willing it for her to act. God, You work in us to will and to act according to Your good purpose. So help her to know that You're doing that. And Father, help her to just receive Your clear guidance. She desires to know Your direction. She desires to serve You and honor You with her life, as we all do. But Lord, we want to remember also that we cannot do anything apart from You. I think of how many good ideas, Father, I've had. You know how many good ideas I've had, how many things I want to do that I feel for sure would be approved in heaven and good to do, and yet they're not Your plan and Your will. And I have to submit to You in those things. Lord, I pray that You teach her how to submit to You in all things, whether it be as a medical doctor, a medical assistant, nothing to do with the medical field, whatever it is Your plan for her life. I pray You teach her how to fully submit and abide in You, the Lord Jesus Christ, for her good and ultimately for Your glory. I pray, Father, that You use her to bless other people, God, to know You. That if indeed it is Your plan for her to be a medical doctor, that she would be able to minister by the Spirit of God, Your truth and Your word and Your grace to others, Father, out of her own testimony, out of her own heart, out of her own love for You, out of her testimony of what you have done for her and how you've had mercy upon her. And Father, I see that she has such a heart to love and serve. God, protect her from the devil's distractions, the deceptions. Protect her, Father, from those who will perhaps try to lead her astray, take advantage of her, Lord, and to try to harden that heart that wants to love other people. God, I pray in Jesus' name you protect her from that. Fill her with all spiritual wisdom and understanding, Abba. Give her the perseverance of Christ. And Father, may you bless every act prompted by her faith in accordance with your will. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you. Amen. Sister, I hope that answers your question, or at least gives you some things to think about. Again, as Timothy was told by Paul, reflect on what I'm saying and the Lord will give you insight into these things. And I have such peace in my heart that Father will trust and confirm for you what his will is for you, okay? God bless you, sister. Bye-bye.